The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Empire. How many balls does a one-armed juggler hold up, man? I keep thinking, what's a one-armed juggler do?
Hey, I don't know.
Checked out this guy's work?
Yeah.
I contacted him about doing a show together, and I wanted to do a thing that pushed support
the Dale
special,
Jones show.
That right. Support special needs, so he
Got
could
it.
Do everything, and then I'd walk out and fall off the stage.
All right.
You know, something like that. Something to where, you know, brilliant, and kids can see that as a positive. And go, well, this guy's got all his faculties except for a brain. And
okay,
it didn't pay.
Did you have a conversation with the guy?
But we've emailed back and forth.
Yeah. And so, nothing happened.
No.
All right. Well, okay. Dale Jones, the comedian, not the jugglers, in the Funny Bone this weekend, tonight and tomorrow night. One show tonight, two tomorrow. Nick's in Rockport, Missouri tonight, right?
Yeah, tonight I'll be at the Rockport Country Club.
All right. Plus, what is the story about the girl posting a meal on her Facebook?
Oh, this is diabolical.
Yeah, what happened here?
This is diabolical.
The headline, it looks weird, man.
So, this was somewhere in China, I believe.
All right.
This lady goes out to a restaurant and, you know, as you are required to, post a photo of her meal on social media.
I don't get that, man. Still happens.
And, you know, Colleen knows this. You know, now the world in restaurants and clubs revolves around QR codes a lot.
Correct.
That's where you get your menu.
That's where you get your menu. And, well, this place also had a QR code on the table to pay the bill and to order things. So... Wow. She posted this photo of her meal on social media.
Man.
And someone who was following her or something got a hold of the QR code to order food and racked up a $60,000 bill for the table.
Wow.
Now, hold it. While they were sitting there.
While they were sitting there, yeah.
Well, because they had access to the QR code?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because the QR code was in the photo.
Oh.
But they could prove it wasn't them, right?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that maybe. Yeah. But
did they just keep getting more and more stuff to the table?
Yeah,
that's where that comes from.
Where was the food delivered to? I don't care where the food was delivered to.
To the table.
Oh, I got it.
Like, so who ordered this? We've all been sitting here.
So you're just jacking with them to be a dick.
Yes.
You're not getting any food out of this. I got it. Right.
There were 2,580 orders of squid, 1,850 orders of duck blood, and an insane 9,990 portions of shrimp paste that were ordered for that table.
Just the dumb paste. Waiters, though. A dumb waiter.
Yeah, right. Because after the third duck blood, I'd be like, hey, I think something's up. These people do not look like they're going to eat all this paste.
They had to be going crazy in the kitchen.
They've ordered three duck bloods. No way.
Yeah, nobody ever orders duck blood.
Apparently,
why are we selling so much
true.
Paste today?
Apparently, it's a popular delicacy in the region.
Is it a shot? Is it a shot?
I don't know. I don't have a photo of the duck blood.
Man.
A delicacy in the region.
Yeah. It was southwest China.
Not available at the Funny Bone.
Not yet.
Anyway.
Although, you know.
So it's not a shot. So is it like an Alice Cooper thing where you just pour it all over you?
Or do you dip your fries in it? Yeah.
I don't know.
That's the duck blood.
Yeah. She apparently figured out why this was happening, deleted the photo. But still, the bill just kept getting racked up. They had to move her to a different table. They didn't make her pay for
Obviously,
all
right,
of the
yeah,
extra stuff.
Right,
they probably didn't even make half of this, you know.
Right. No, they probably
they only made 1,300 duck bloods.
Right, 1,000 orders of duck blood.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah,
that's a cautionary tale because that QR codes are, you can get them anywhere, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and
they're on your TV. You can do it, right?
They were on the table there, and somebody on social media went along with the duck.
The duck's on the table, too, by the
way.
Uh-huh. There you go.
What's shrimp paste? What is that?
Yeah. That sounds horrible. Yeah. I like shrimp, but what's shrimp paste?
With Elmer's glue.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Right. Is it in it? Yeah.
Sauteed in Elmer's glue.
I think I ate that in grade school.
Yeah, me too. Sometimes I liked it without the shrimp.
I did.
Is it shrimp poop? Is it shrimp poop?
It's macrame.
A fermented condiment commonly used in the Southeast Asian and Southeast Chinese cuisines.
This is all stuff Bourdain probably ate, Colleen, right?
Oh, absolutely.
He probably ate all this stuff, man.
Tony would have tried it all.
Made with finely crushed shrimp or krill mixed with salt and then fermented for several weeks.
Krill. That's what them kids are smoking now, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yep. Yep.
That's what I thought.
Yep.
We got everything right in this conversation. Right?
Uh-huh. Sure.
You know what?
That's
fine. You just add to it. Add to it, Dale.
Oh, it went up?
That's why we like you.
It went up a notch. Okay. Usually it goes down.
No. You tend to drift with us, so I like that.
Yeah. That's
whale food.
I learned that from the Titanic. I stay off the door. I let everybody else.
When I Google duck blood, I get duck blood and vermicelli soup.
Yeah.
Well, those are two words I use regularly.
Vermicelli.
It looks like it might be kind of a congealed blood thing that's then chopped up and dropped in
Jello,
some soup.
Jello things or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like you guys are making me look up so many words. Congealed?
Yeah. That is a gelatin-looking thing, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's okay. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, it looks terrible.
Yeah, we probably try it.
Looks like there might be some dumplings in it.
Some greens of some sort there.
So it's definitely something that would have been on Fear Factor back in the day.
Yeah, that's a good point. It probably was, exactly.
Yeah, chefs turn the liquid solid by cooking the duck blood until it congeals into firm, sliceable pieces. Yummy.
And if you smoke enough krill, it tastes really good. Isn't that what whales eat?
Yeah.
Krill.
Whale meal, krill.
Yeah.
And plankton.
I think on the streets they call it Pinocchio.
Yeah.
Smoking Pinocchio, man.
It's all just outside of our taste buds.
Yeah.
You know, that's not how we were raised.
No, it's not.
No, not our culture.
No, it's not our culture.
We've eaten crap before, and, you know, depending on how old you are, you've eaten some crap before.
I grew up on German cuisine.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I can't remember what country it was. I always remember the episode of, I think it was Andrew Zimmern, some country in Africa where they're just floored that we eat cheese. Why would you eat the milk that went bad?
Yeah. Well, we're also floored that people eat bats or people eat rats.
Yeah. But there's things in every culture that some other culture looks at and goes, why would you eat that?
They must be anti-yogurt, too.
Right. Probably.
Yeah.
Which, I love cheese and yogurt.
Cottage cheese.
Oh, that's the best.
I guess, what is that stuff that you northern, like Minnesota people eat? That lye, what is it?
Oh, lutefisk.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a Swedish thing, right?
It's the cod, or it's a Scandinavian thing.
I like cod, but is that stuff any good?
No, it's horrible. I think. It's cooked in lye.
Yeah, we always had it at my family dinners, and I never ate it.
You know, is it lye poisonous?
It's like a sardine in turpentine.
Okay.
I think they put it in the lye to preserve it or ship it. And then somehow you got to clean it up.
Dried white fish, usually cod, cured in lye.
Pushes, you're a Scandinavian Iowa boy. Did they have it at your extended family?
My dad's side of the family, absolutely. It was Swedish, and that was at every...
Did you eat it?
No.
Did you eat it?
No, as a kid, it was never anything that was all that appealing.
Yeah, you're a Southern boy. You had to eat some crap, right?
I had a McDLT once. They discontinued it, so we know how that went. Because apparently the hot side didn't stay hot next to the cold side.
Nick, what was that? Nick's a big fast food guy. What was the
deal? That's where they separated it.
Yeah.
They did. Yeah.
Don't you remember that?
If you got it to go.
I don't remember the McDLT. Yeah. What was it again?
If you got it to go, it was supposed to keep like the produce fresh.
So it was a styrofoam box. It was twice as big.
Yeah.
Right.
Separate compartments.
Said, screw the ozone.
I can't remember. Yeah. It was all over TV. I can't believe you.
And the theme song was hot side hot, cold side cold, which means tomatoes were on this side, and the bun was cold, and then the bun was hot on the other side.
And what was in the sandwich then?
Again, lie. Some kind of burger, whatever.
Okay.
I don't know if they... Do they do real burgers?
I kind of remember that.
It was just a burger.
It was a burger-shaped thing.
It was a burger-shaped thing. It
looked like a burger-shaped thing. Yeah, and then your veggie, your lettuce, or whatever would be in another compartment.
I don't know. I was 16. Yeah. I was white trash. I grew up in a double-wide two-story trailer. I mean, SpaghettiOs was a delicacy.
Yeah, it's the two-story.
It was just lettuce and tomato.
It was a two-story. That's
was
true.
Two-story,
my dad built an extra story on it. Our house looked like a shoe. I'm not kidding. That's true. And I didn't even know it was a double wide until I was like 20. And he goes, you know, that was a trailer, right? And I go, well, I knew it had a skirt on it. I didn't know the whole gist of it. I could hide my stuff under it. I thought that was kind of cool.
Do you remember eating anything really crappy? Anything weird that you would think weird now, but when you were younger? Like any relatives, any Southern relatives show up with some, you know, groundhog or anything?
Entrails
you know?
Of some sort.
Roadkill.
Well, we never ate roadkill. I just hit this with the Chevy. Drag it in the house.
Way to play on the stereotypes, Colleen.
We didn't have a bunch. I am a walking stereotype. I'm wearing flannel for crying out loud. and I thought this was nice.
Yeah. And you're fitting right in.
We had rabbit on Easter.
I don't know if that's some hot. That's
I don't know if that's weird, but we did have rabbit on Easter one time.
On Easter you had rabbit? Okay.
And I thought that was hilarious. My dad
that is kind of funny, man.
Yeah. That is.
So my dad bought all these rabbits. He was always his get rich quick scheme. So he bought like 200 rabbits, and he was gonna. That's when they made rabbit pelts for jackets before people started.
Oh yeah. We're that age. We know the rabbit pelt jackets were huge, man.
80s. Yeah. So we got, and they, I don't know if they got the cold or what happened, but they all died.
All the rabbits died.
Yeah, and the ones that didn't die, I learned how to use a hammer. I'm sorry. Anyway, I was 10.
That makes it better.
I thought it was kind of cool.
You're a little Dahmer. Right. You're a little Jeffrey Dahmer out there.
Wow. Is that good, Daddy?
You thought that was cool. You just crushed the bunny's head?
Right.
My God. All right.
Anyway, so. Yeah,
they don't scream as much that way.
I don't do jokes like this at the Funny Bone. I know
you
better
no,
stuff.
No, you don't.
I believe the proper phrase is the rabbit done died.
The rabbit, he done died. And then I'd pet him and go, I'm going to name him Albert.
Look at the flowers, Lenny.
So when they all died, did you take the pelts?
I think Dad sold the pelts, and then we put the meat in the freezer, and this is probably part of the reason me and my sister don't get along. She didn't know we were eating rabbit for Easter. I announced it at the table and was like, shut up, Dale.
And it was already, it was already in her mouth.
Yeah, and I'm like, what are we eating, Dad? Shut up, Dale.
Tastes like chicken.
Yeah, exactly.
Tastes like chicken, right?
And rabbit noodles.
That's probably,
she would want to become a highfalutin lawyer then. She got an education out of that double wide trailer.
I'm surprised she didn't join PETA.
Yeah. Well, it's because you're just got a hammer over there just knocking bunny heads on.
Well, we were 10, you know, we had cable.
I know I've had rabbit before, but generally.
I've had rabbit before,
You had to spit out the buckshot from the rabbit that I had.
That was what I had it too,
It was never as clean and neat as a hammer to the skull.
Neighbor's dad used to hunt,
clean and neat.
Rabbit, pheasant, all that shit. I had to spit out buckshot too.
Oh yeah,
I remember that as a kid. Yeah.
Pheasant too.
A neighbor's dad was one of those kind of guys.
Ate pheasant where you had to spit out the buckshot.
I did too, Puss.
Right.
Yeah,
and buckshot's the dog.
That'd be a great name for a dog. Buckshot.
Write that down.
That's awesome.
Oh, it'll be a Deadpool name next year.
How was Lunafish, Puss? Any good?
I seriously never ate it.
Even as a kid, you never even tried it. They didn't make you try it?
Why, as a kid, why would you look at a dried white fish dish and go, yeah, give me some of that?
Because it was the family thing.
Well, yeah, no. He rebelled against anything his dad was for.
There was no expectation that the children would even try that crap.
A dried white fish. Soaking in poison.
Yeah.
How about that?
No. But it doesn't kill you, right?
Well, no, you clean it off pretty thoroughly. And I only had it once as a kid.
Just wipe the poison off with your hand.
Wipe the poison off. I mean, Dale Jones, Funny Bone tonight, tomorrow night. No dead bunny jokes tonight.
No. Right?
I don't even hunt now. I'm not even a hunter. I think that probably did it for me.
Well, it's hard. When is hammer season?
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.